In a few short months, he squandered years of accrued goodwill. On August 22nd, as a result of his openly flaunted relationship with Yoko Ono, Cynthia countersued him for divorce. 14. On October 18th, police raided the flat where he and Ono were living, discovering 219 grains of cannabis res in, even though Lennon had been previously tipped off about the raid and had thoroughly cleaned the premises. 4 years later, the arresting officer was sentenced to 2 years in prison for planting evidence in another case. On October 25th, while still officially married to Cynthia, Lennon announced that he and Yoko were expecting a baby in February 1969. On November 8th, Cynthia was granted a divorce in court. On November 21st, Yoko had a miscarriage of the out-of-wedlock child while in bed at Queen Charlotte's Maternity Hospital. On November 28th, Lennon accepted loan responsibility for the unauthorized possession of cannabis resin, and after pleading guilty, was fined £150 plus 20 guineas. The very next day, in an act that showed stunning disregard for public opinion, Lennon and Ono released Unfinished Music No. 1. Two Virgins, an avant-garde album composed of the recordings they had made together on their all-night session in May. However, what made the album so controversial was not the content but the cover photograph, which showed them both in full frontal nudity. Many people who heard the news, few saw the cover, concluded that Lennon definitely had gone crazy. He responded to the uproar. "The picture was to prove that we are not a couple of demented freaks and that we are not deformed in any way, and that our minds are healthy. If you think that it was obscene, it can only have been so in your own mind. For us, it was the culmination of our love for one another, and of how we thought that love might be useful to others." 16. From the point of view of the average member of a Western society in 1968, and even today, Lennon had gone crazy. What mature, normal person would disseminate his nude photograph to the public at large? Who would print it on a commercial product and expect record shops to display the album cover in their racks alongside those of Petula Clark and Herman's Hermits? Who would justify his action by asserting he was trying to prove that his mind was healthy? Lennon, however, was not crazy. He was correct that the obscenity was in the viewer's mind. And he was correct that his mind was healthy. Assume for a moment that aliens from an advanced civilization arrive on Earth to observe us the way our anthropologists observe primitive cultures in remote areas. They dutifully record in their notebooks that we are bipedal creatures with sparse hair on our bodies who long ago learned to cover our skin to keep warm during periods when our surroundings are uncomfortably cold. Over time, we develop some very curious customs regarding those outer coverings. For example, we find it discourteous and sometimes even illegal for male bipeds to walk around in public places without a covering on the upper half of their bodies, except that is when they are beside the sea or a lake, or in the proximity of small artificial bodies of water surrounded by webbed chairs. For female bipeds, this prohibition is even more rigorously enforced, excused only on the southern coast of France or in a strange and irredeemable city called Las Vegas, in spite of the fact that numerous cultures from around the planet once regarded the behavior as commonly accepted practice. Neither gender has the right to walk around without protective fabric covering the lower half of the body, except in certain areas clearly designated as nudist camps. These prohibitions apply even though the vast majority of adult bipeds see naked members of the opposite sex every day inside their dwellings, and even though crowds of bipeds regularly view naked representatives of their species on huge white screens. Cultural norms are simply that, cultural norms. When looked at from a completely objective point of view, they seem like strange behavior. Just how would aliens view our eccentricities? Pause for a moment and visualize going to a zoo. There you see two gorillas dressed in suits and ties, both appalled by the sight of a third gorilla strolling around naked. What inclined Lennon to show himself unclothed was not insanity, but an uncommon commitment to honesty. Finding a kindred spirit in Yoko Ono released him from the mental shackles of normalcy. Alone, he was an aberration, a married suburban-dwelling father who, although highly creative and successful, always secretly worried that his radically